Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
You know, the divorce rate among my Sox is really surprising. Lots of odd couples. Good morning, I'm John Potter, live and local. And Kevin Reaney, Reaney Insurance Agent, in the studio. Kevin, God bless our local independent insurance agents who do the shopping for you from several companies instead of the agents who work with just one insurance provider. That's the advantage, right?
Yes, it is. John, thank you so much for having me again.
Pull his mic down a little, please.
We all know about the wild rates now, but we're not going to get everybody depressed about that because there's a lot of stuff that, you know, might help people out. And that's what you do. That's your whole job, you know, helping people out. But I'm like everybody else. I've had bad experiences, and I can speak from experience, okay? I was with a local agent. Listen, my record, driving, perfect, never received a ticket for speeding or anything. I don't speed. I've only had one crash, and that was a hit and run. I was driving to work at 3 in the morning to do the news on Channel 2, and I was slammed into at Kitsky and Mill, and it was brutal. I was knocked out for like 30 seconds. It was a traumatic experience because after 30 seconds, I tried to use my phone to dial 911, and I could not get the hand-eye coordination to even dial 911 to get the police. It was, and so the police never really showed. The guy took off. It was a hit and run, and I still went to work at Channel 2 and did the morning news. I went right to work, but don't worry. Channel 2 showed a lot of concern and care for my health. Anyway, listen, let's get to the business here. There's been a jump in rates. Many posts on Nextdoor.com, and here's one. My Progressive 6-month auto policy just went up 50% for my renewal, which seems crazy. They requoted me, and it was a literal 100% increase, double the price of my first 6 months on the requote. And they usually add these folks. They add, you know what, when they make a post about their insurance rates going up, they always add, and listen, no tickets, zero accidents. And here's another one. I've been with them for 40 years with no claims. I asked one agent about this, and she says it's because of other drivers not having insurance and zip codes. Is that the thing, Kevin? What is going on?
A lot of that is true. It is a zip code plays a big part of the rate that you get. Other drivers, meaning what I've seen, uninsured drivers, we're paying for the ones that are driving without it, either because they can't afford it or they're not responsible.
But there's more of them? Is this true that there's more people who are out there with no insurance? And for the legal people who buy their insurance, that we have to pay more because there's more uninsured people?
Absolutely. If you look at the portion of your uninsured motorist policy, the dollar amount is increased substantially because of the amount of people driving without it. The biggest reason is they can't afford it, so they just go without it and take the chance that they won't get caught or get in an accident that the police don't find out about. But the one that's going to find about it in Nevada is the DMV. They're online with the insurance companies. These insurance companies are notified that you don't have insurance, usually within a day, and the DMV's on it, and they'll send you out a notice of a fine, $250 per car on the policy, first offense, all the way up to $2,400, depending on how many cars you have and how long your policy has lapsed.
Well, see, this is a sad thing because you say, I don't think these people will ever get caught, chances are, because the police don't even pull over people with no license plates.
Right. It's just...
it's lawless.
Yeah. I'm seeing more and more uninsured motorist claims than I've ever seen in the 40 years doing this.
I've also seen a lot more red light runners, and also I was told that accidents are more frequent. The time it takes for repairs is longer. There's more theft. There's more high-tech expensive gadgets, and the cost of parts has increased. And also, I was told, Nevada had the most fatalities with drunk drivers in 2022. All of this true?
Yes, absolutely, John. You did your homework well.
Well, no, I'm just talking to people. I mean, so what's the next 2 years look like? Are rates still going to be increasing?
Yeah, this is people who ever think that their rate's going to go down ever again. You're living in another world. Every carrier, I don't care who you're with, will never, ever lower their rates again. They can't keep up with the inflation, the cost of parts, the amount of accidents, the causes mostly being texting and driving is one of the biggest. But just the cost of the vehicles, inflation-driven, just I have people call me all the time. Why did my rate go up? Why? All I can tell them is next time be careful who you vote for. That's pretty much my answer.
Yeah, exactly. You need law and order. That'll keep insurance rates down. And it's not the fact that you usually point to corporations. Oh, they're greedy. They want bigger profits. Not in this case, my friends, because a lot of insurance companies are canceling policies with a lot of people. It's unheard of. They're actually saying, these companies are saying, no matter what you pay, we don't want your business. We're thinning the herd of customers, their customer base. Why is that?
It's more so the thinning the base goes more towards the homeowner side, actually, right now. In fact, my father-in-law got a letter 2 weeks ago, and he's in Northern California. And he was told by his insurance company, one of them I work with, one of several, that they actually did a drive-by. They found three plants in front of his house that were overgrown. And he was sent a letter, and I was sent the letter, that if they were not removed, not trimmed, removed, and these have been there since his parents owned the house, his parents, so it's my great-grandparents, and they were making them remove homes. And these aren't even big plants. These are rose bushes that are maybe 3-4 foot high, but they're against the house. And they said, if these are not removed, your policy will be non-renewed.
Craig, could you open the phone lines for anybody who has insurance questions here? 884-9910. Now, speaking of homes, is there any truth to this, that some Farmers Insurance customers are getting letters of cancellation stating that they're going to cancel your home insurance, and that Farmers is doing aerial photos from drones of properties, and if they see debris and clutter, they send out notifications to say they're contacting your mortgage company in 2 months to tell them that you're canceled?
I have 7 policies in the last 9 weeks that have got canceled because of the same reason. They flew a drone over the house. They found clutter in the yards. They found missing shingles off of roofs. They sent out a letter to, and the mortgage company got it too. So the policy got canceled. These people got placed collateral loan protection on the house, which is the loan company's way of saying, we're going to insure it for you. But it does not cover anything but the loan. That home is still not covered. They're just covering their interest in the loan. And I had 7 and 8 weeks. I can't do anything about, but the lender put right on their mortgage payment, their own insurance, to the tune of $5,000 a year.
Why would they care about clutter? Is it a fire thing?
Yeah, the cluttering in the yard, they just don't like anything that looks like it's a potential fire hazard. If you don't care about the way your yard looks, it's a potential hazard to them. And they just, the space between bushes, trees to the house, they don't want to see it anymore. These have been the leading factors of trees rubbing off the tiles on the roofs, which and then cause leaks.
I didn't know clutter could be so dangerous. I mean, it doesn't set itself on fire. I mean,
no.
The ultra picky insurance companies now.
They're looking for any reason, John. They just don't want to be part of the insurance market anymore. They've lost too much money.
Well, I feel bad for the poor slobs out there. And this is a silly question, I guess, nowadays, but what is the cheapest car or truck to insure? Let's get back to motor vehicles. There are certain cars that, quite frankly, are unaffordable when it comes to insurance. I would love to have a Corvette, but I can just imagine what the insurance cost is on something like that. What do you recommend as the cheapest car or truck to insure?
You know, people have the wrong outlook on a Corvette, they're really not as bad as people think. The ones that are going to kill you right now, be honest with your Kias and the Hyundais, they become on a list that they're prohibited on most policies. And if you have one, they're not renewing the policy because they're the number one theft vehicle right now in the United States. You do not need a key to start most of them. Unless you take it to the dealer and you get something installed in your ignition, these insurance companies want proof of it. But right now they've raised the rates, all of my carriers, 60% on Kias and Hyundais.
I heard about this. You mean to tell me that somebody can start a Kia or Hyundai without a key?
They've figured it out.
It's a tech thing, right? They can do it with their phones or something?
With their phone.
Is Kia or Hyundai going to fix this?
They do have a correction for it, but you have to take your car into the dealer, but not all models will qualify.
So if you have a Kia or Hyundai, your insurance company will just tell you that, I'm sorry, that no insurance. We can't do it.
Unacceptable vehicle.
Unbelievable. And people buy those to save money. Put your headphones on. We're getting calls here. Let's go to Matt calling from South Lake Tahoe. Calling on insurance, of course, with Kevin Reaney from Kevin Reaney Insurance. Matt, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Thank you, John. Let me end this off. Yeah, thank you. I wanted to remind you of, remember a few years back, there was an attorney who would go around looking for violations of ADA in parking lots on commercial businesses and ADA compliance for accessibility to these businesses. He would go around and drive around and look, but then he found out about Google Earth, that he could just do all of his investigation by looking at a picture and seeing if there was handicapped parking or ramps and stuff like that. I guess he's been run out of quite a few towns, but I just wanted to throw that out there, that use of drones is just the newest technology of the same game plan.
All right, appreciate that. I'm learning a lot here. Matt, appreciate your call. What do you say, Kevin?
Well, the drones has absolutely taken over Google Earth. Google Earth, when you see it, is usually 2 to 3 years outdated. It's not up to date. These insurance carriers have drone information that's to the week, so they can find out when someone applies for a policy what the property looks like right away, and they can decline it right away over the phone.
I'm just amazed that they go through this effort to get a drone and program in your personal address and take the time to I must be dreaming. 884-9910. Another segment with Kevin is coming up next. If you have insurance questions, 884-9910. And we'll get the good news. Kevin has good news, I'm sure, about how you can save on insurance policies. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1019.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter with Kevin Reaney Insurance. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. A lot of folks asking about their policies. Let's start with John at South Lake Tahoe. John, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, John, how are you?
It's a good one, sir.
Good. Hey, John.
Hello? Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we live up in South Lake Tahoe, and we were canceled by, we had farmers also, and they noted that we had trees that were, the foundation to the tree base was less than 5 feet, so they canceled us because of that, and then we were switched to another company for like a month, and then they just notified us that we're getting canceled because of limbs hanging over dwellings and stuff that are trimmed up 20 or 30 feet.
Well, John, did they give you time to trim the branches, or did they just unilaterally make that decision to cancel?
Farmers, we had about maybe 2 weeks.
Oh.
And this other, and the other company, we just started with them, and a month later, we were notified that they're canceling us coming up on the 1st of December.
All right. What's your question for Kevin? And I got to say, these companies, what a bunch of snoops. What's your question, John?
It's just hard because our agents are trying to search and search and search, and they're just running into, you know, roadblocks every company they go with. So it's like, where do you go?
We're out of options. You know?
Kevin is nodding. He's heard this story many times before. All right,
truly.
John, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Dean in Carson City calling on insurance for Kevin. Hey, Dean, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Thank you, John. Hey, my question's simple. I got a 15-year-old son. He's going to be driving soon. What do I need to do to prepare to get him car insurance? And what type of car should I buy him to keep the insurance low?
Your first thing you want to do, be prepared to take out a loan for your insurance premiums. 15-year-old driver, that you won't get charged why they're permitted, but once they get their license, the company will rate them onto the policy. Statistically, they have found out over the years, a 16-year-old driver or a newly licensed driver will have an accident within 97% of their time the first year. And these insurance companies have caught on to that, and I've never seen it miss. So they get as much as they can knowing that he's going to have an accident. That's why the rates you'll see on most policies, if you have a young driver added to it, it'll mostly it'll either double or triple your total rate.
Well, I'm thinking he's asking what car should the kid get. Wouldn't you say like a very inexpensive used, I don't want to say beater is what we called it out east, but a used car which doesn't have a whole lot of value but works fine.
Yeah, and beater is a good word, John, but I mean something obviously that's street legal, but something that's not primarily designed for two people, which is considered a sports car or a four-wheel drive, get them something older that you only have to put liability on, not full coverage. Make sure they assign them to that car. You're going to save yourself a couple thousand a year unless you get them. If some kid gets a brand new Honda, say, for instance, and he's 16, 17, 18, the rate's going to usually average around $5,000 to $7,000 a year just for that one car and that one kid. But you're going to save yourself thousands by just going with the law requires.
Excellent advice, Kevin. Thank you, Dean, for the call from Carson City. Let's go to Carson City again. Paul, I'm glad you called. Welcome.
Thank you. So what a lot of people have forgot or don't know is that one of the sneaky things they did during COVID in the legislature, among many, was that they decriminalized a lot of these traffic laws. So there's really no incentive for these people not to run red lights or do all the things that we're seeing them do. I don't know if insurance was part of that, but I guess my question is, what side of the issue is the insurance companies on their lobby? Are they on the side of having more tickets and putting this back where they're, it's not so lawless, or were they on the other side of dumping all this?
That's a tough question.
They're into making money, of course. But for the rest of us, the more law enforcement cracks down on people with no insurance or no license plates, it's connected. The insurance rates should drop, and we'd have fewer uninsured people on the road instead of more than we have than we had last year. Kevin?
Yeah. The tickets and accidents, they're going to affect your rate tremendously, especially if you get over one. They just go out of sight. They have a scale on how many tickets, 0 through 1, 1 through 3, most carriers. And the more tickets, obviously, the higher the premium, but it's going to get to a point. I know in California they have a point system. If you get more than 4 points in a 3-year period, they suspend your license for a year. So not only do you pay more
premium.
Well,
it used to be mandatory arrest.
Mandatory
arrest when they had a suspended license. Now they just write people another ticket because it's all decriminalized.
You're right. And if you've been pulled over, it used to be where if you're pulled over and you're driving on a suspended license, not only would they impound the car, you'd go to jail. But now they don't enforce that.
And as Kevin said, Paul, it's all connected to Election Day, too. I appreciate your call from Carson City. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Dee, calling up, of course, on insurance. Dee, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. I appreciate your willingness to put me on the air and your willingness to take my call. I had to pull over. I'm in Reno, Nevada. I totally disagree with what is being aired. The problem is with claims. The people who are on your program are all people who are talking to sales agents. The problem is with claims. It has been determined in the state of Nevada that there's such a big problem with claims that they will tell the sales agents anything they want. But I am here to tell you, I worked in claims over 60 years. Yes, I'm that old. And claims is the problem. When you cannot run a company because the claims are so high, regardless of what the salespeople are doing, regardless of what the salespeople are saying, you cannot function as a company like Farmers, regardless of what the salespeople are saying. And I totally disagree with what your callers are saying.
I'm a little puzzled as to what you can disagree about, because it's indisputable that rates have dramatically increased. And as for Kevin being here to make some sales, Kevin has not pitched his agency at all. He's here to answer questions from people who are being hit hard by these rates on their homes and also their cars, Dee.
Why are the rates going up? I mean, just
well, we just ran when Kevin first started here a half hour ago, we went through the list, and there's a lot of things that the fact. Let me get my list out again. accidents are more frequent. The time it takes for repairs is longer. There's more theft. There are more people not buying insurance. There are more uninsured drivers. So the people who do have insurance have to pay. They're the only source they have to pay for what happens with them. There's more high-tech expensive gadgets, and the cost of parts has increased. Those are the reasons that costs have gone higher. I fully agree with you, but those are the reasons. I got to go, Dee, but thanks for calling. We're coming up on Fox News time. Anything else you want to wrap up with, Kevin? Boy, that went fast.
No, all the things you said about the rates increasing with the cars, there's a way more to it than when John said, but he hit most of the high points. But there's lists of actually 50 to 100 or more. There's the reasons. It all goes down to type of cars, model of cars, availability of parts, the cost of body work. It's all compiled into the same thing.
Okay, looking at the and also inflation. Residential building costs have gone up 28%. Furnishings, household equipment and belongings up 16%. Construction labor costs up 12%. This is nationwide here, folks. The cost of temporary lodging, 26%. More people are moving into areas that have higher catastrophe risks. Catastrophe losses increased 212% from 2022. In 2022 from 2019, and we had, oh my gosh, a 32% increase in designated catastrophes. Rough time to be alive and pay some bills when it comes to insurance. I really appreciate you coming out here and answering these questions. You did not have to do this, and it is odd to hear you bash your own industry, but it is what it is, you know, and you were brave enough to come on here and maybe take a little flack, but also you are so skilled in telling us what the cause is of these rate increases. And I really, really do appreciate that, Kevin Reaney with Reaney Insurance Agency.
John, I really appreciate you letting me come on the show. Like you said, I don't come in here to sell myself.
No.
I'm here to educate people. A lot of people don't understand, but I love it when you ask me, because I love answering the questions. I have to answer several hundreds of these a week. And thank you very much, John.
You're a good man. Kevin Insurance Agency. Thank you, Kevin. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News, and then it's Christmas on Ice right here on this radio show. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1033.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Hello, 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 friends. John Potter live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. And welcome to the cast of Christmas on Ice at the El Dorado.
Hello.
The press release headline reads, "Say It Ain't Snow." Who thought of that? This live magical holiday show starts Tuesday. It's in town a little over a month, December 30th, last show. We have with us Anne Martinez, who sings. It's all live show here, folks, with a big cast. And Jean Simon, who is one of the professional skaters of Christmas on Ice. This is the ultimate local Christmas show to take the family to. I know from my childhood, my parents taking me to a holiday show, and that is one memory that you will never forget. So welcome to the radio here, Anne.
Thank you.
And
Jean. And this is a very, the El Dorado every year does a Christmas show. Every year. Thank God for the El Dorado to do this. It's mainly, I think, for local families to really enjoy. Tickets are not that expensive. They're under $30 they start at. But they changed it a little bit this year. Christmas on Ice, which really surprised me what you were saying, what they did to the showroom. And Jean, tell us all about it.
Well, I know they have such a history of having beautiful shows in that showroom, but this year they brought in real ice. So it combines the artistry of world-class ice skating, and there's a cast of 12 dancers and 5 singers as well. So it's a very magical experience to put it all together.
I'm trying to picture the real ice on that stage, and I've been in that showroom so many times. It works, huh?
It's... it's not a big ice rink, you know.
No, it's not.
Very big, but the things that we can do with that in that showroom is it impresses me every day, to be honest.
Well, when you say it's not too big, that's one of the great things about this showroom. Everybody gets a good close view of the shows because it's not some big concert hall. It's very intimate, very special. If you bring the kids, they see you guys up close on the stage. So I assume, Anne, that you sing a lot of Christmas favorites. Like what?
We do. This show's really cool because we do everything from like the classic Christmas music to modern hits to today. So you really get a really good, just incredible musical experience. Hearing all those like old school songs from when you were a kid, when your parents were kids, when your grandparents were kids, to brand new songs that are being written today. So it's really exciting to just hear all that music combined with everything else.
Anne is a performer who lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You have the winter hat on right now, so that's what you think in northern Nevada, that it's a lot
more wintry. I am loving this weather. I'm from Rochester, New York, originally, so I love the cold. I'm used to it, so, and I really love the weather in Reno. Reno's just gorgeous, so it's. I was so happy when it hit 40. I was like, oh, yes, this is my temp.
Are you guys like a traveling troupe? I mean, really?
This is a sit-down creation of a performance. So our mother company scouted out all over the United States, Canada, and beyond to find the right people for this show. So it's extremely exciting, and we all feel really fortunate to be working together.
And this show only plays in Reno?
It's only here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Exclusively, yeah.
That's another awesome thing about our town. Jean, Simone, what's your impression of Reno, my friend?
I love it.
You're from Quebec.
I am from Quebec, but I live in Miami, Florida nowadays. So it was nice to come into this, season weather. I got some winter hats as well.
Yeah.
I've loved it so far.
What do you love about the show? Don't give away too much.
Well, the level of performance, the casino really brought in the talent this year, and I'm impressed every day with all the performers that I'm surrounded with, and the beautiful artists that are here this year.
Yeah, and I'm always impressed when I see an El Dorado show in that rather intimate showroom, how big the cast is on these shows. It's very impressive.
Well, there are 12 dancers, seven skaters, and five singers. So we fill up the room, you know? It's going to feel very intimate. You know, on my side, on the ice, it almost feels like skating in a snow globe. You know, it's so beautiful and intimate.
Oh, do they have the falling artificial snow in the show?
We can't tell you.
You'll have to come and see.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see it. Okay, well, I got to say, because you being from Quebec, and Anne, you from Las Vegas, this is really a gracious sacrifice that much of the cast is making to entertain our Reno families, because many of you, many of the cast, you're away from your own families at Christmas during this show. You have two shows on Christmas Eve. You have one show on Christmas Day. That's a bit of a sacrifice. You're not going to be with your families at Christmas, huh?
Yeah, but this is kind of a family adventure, you know, like you bond as a cast, and it's such a good experience to connect with all these performers from across the world, really. So
still going through rehearsals?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And have you explored the town much?
Not much yet, but I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, not yet. We're pretty much living in the theater right now. But
you got to make it perfect.
Yeah. Yes. But I'm sure once we open, we'll be able to venture out a little bit more and just really enjoy, you know, the Riverwalk and just the Art District and just everything the city has to offer.
You get me in a Christmas mood here. What was the best Christmas of your past? I think back to the best toys that I got. I got, believe it or not, as a kid, I wanted a toy gas station. Believe it or not, folks, toy gas stations were a thing back in the day, back in the 60s. And my Big Bruiser, which is a truck, and my Tonka trucks. What about you, Jean?
You know, as an ice skater...
Skates.
you know, I skated through the holidays. So my favorite Christmas were the ones when I was a kid. And, you know, this show brings all that nostalgia and all the classic songs and all the anthems we know. And it really is that memory. That's what it brings back. It's that nostalgia.
Anne, how about you? Best Christmas?
I think for me, when my nephew was about, he was about 2 years old, and just kind of seeing him experience all the, you know, excitement of Christmas, and we got him a little slide, and he just went down that thing all day, and it was just, it was such a thrill to still, you know, still be young. You're not quite an adult yet, but then you're watching this little baby, you know, starting to create those memories. But I mean, like Sean said, that's what we, it is difficult to be away from our families. It is tough, but it's kind of what we signed up to do, because our job is to storytell, and that's Christmas. And, you know, it's a privilege to help create those memories for all the families out here and anyone else who wants to come see the show, that we get to be a part of that. It kind of ties all in together, because we're giving our experiences of Christmas and what it means to us to the audience.
But you're going to experience your favorite thing about Christmas again, because you're talking about your wide-eyed nephew, 2 years old, watching a performance like this. Well, you're going to have a lot of young people, of course, in the audience.
It's the best.
And you're going to see their wide open eyes a great show.
That's the greatest gift, to see children watching, you know, the ice skating, because I know it was always magical for me. And then our dance team is absolutely incredible. And the singers are wonderful. Just seeing them watch that and their expressions is going to be, it's almost distracting. You have to, because they're so cute and fun. But yeah, it's really exciting.
Craig's playing Christmas music. It's going to make us cry. But okay, folks, this show, this show has world-class synchronized skating and freestyle figure skating performed on real ice, a real ice rink at the El Dorado Showroom, with singers like Anne and dancers like Jean performing all the best of holiday tunes. And thank you, by the way, El Dorado, thank you for putting Christmas in the title. Christmas on Ice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tickets start at just $26. Discounted pricing for children and seniors, like it should be. And buy your tickets from Caesars.com themselves, instead of that Ticketmaster. Caesars.com. And thank you again for doing this, and for sacrificing, like I said, your time away from families to entertain and put on a really beautiful show that kids of all ages will remember, believe me, because I remember the shows from 8, 9, 10 years old.
Come celebrate the season with us. Come see us.
The show starts on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And get your tickets, folks. Hey, thank you so much for coming out here.
Thank you.
I feel Christmas around the corner now. Awesome. El Dorado, Christmas on Ice. Go get your tickets, folks. We'll be back. I'm John Potter. Phone number's going to open up those lines for Open Topic, 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1049.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
To the person who stole my camouflage jacket and my flip-flops, you can hide, but you cannot run. I'm John Potter, 1050. I checked two things during the show on Saturday morning. The Reno temperature now, which is 42 degrees, and the latest news from the Middle East. And I'm just looking at the headlines. School suspends student for blowing whistle on swastika flag. Hate crimes surge. Apple, BlackRock, Pfizer CEOs fawn. That's the communist leader from China. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. And because the protests, they're still going on in the U.S. to see the broad-based neglect of the Palestinian people by everybody across the Middle East. No one will let them come in. The only nation where Palestinians are allowed to move to is Israel. Even Lebanon, which is 70% Palestinian, is doing that enough is enough thing and gives the Palestinians virtually no political power in a country where, again, they are 70% of the population. Egypt has not for years opened their borders to the Palestinians. The average Egyptian actually looks down on the Palestinians. It's almost in a racist way, really. But something, of course, needs to be worked out. Honestly, it does. But I believe that it's going to require a homeland for the Palestinians that is made from more than just portions of Israel. Might Israel have to give up a little territory? Could very well be. But they don't want their enemies, who want to destroy them and fire rockets at them, at their border, at them at will, right there. Should places like Egypt and Lebanon also give up some space to accommodate the Palestinian people? Absolutely. But nobody, not one Muslim nation, is volunteering to do so, because this is less about compassion for the Palestinians and more about just hating the Jews. And also keep in mind, when we hear how innocent the Palestinian people are, that they voted in Hamas to rule Gaza by a landslide well after Hamas's terrorist reputation was made. And if Hamas truly cared for the Palestinian people, they would release the hostages, because Israel vows to stop if they do. And as for the American students on college campuses who are so educated, yet so dumb, hosting anti-Israeli and pro-Hamas protests, do you know what Hamas followers think about gay people and women's rights? Are you supporting the killing of LGBT people? And by the way, there are no women's rights in the Palestinian Authority or Hamas in the West Bank, Gaza, and Iran. So if you see these protesters, remind them of that. I just can't imagine what answer they would give, but I really don't think they know. Anyway, I got to stay current. Just a little bit of world and national news, top of mind things that people are thinking about. But mainly, we try to be as local as we can. And we're going to be very local in our next segment because we have some local wine experts here. And we're going to talk wine. How exciting. So, yeah, we'll take questions for them, too. 884-9910 is the number. I'm John Potter at 99.1 and 92.1. Oh, but last hour, I didn't. You cut me off at 5740. Okay, I'm just.
Yeah, that was totally an oops.
I'm trying not to make a mistake here.
Try harder.
Oh, I got a question. As long as I have a minute here, when, folks, when is the employee Christmas party for all of us Walmart self checkout clerks? Do we just show up? I don't know. And I must say that I thought about this when I woke up this morning. I looked in the mirror and I see gray hair and wrinkles. I think to myself, they sure don't make mirrors like they used to. Sometimes I look and I say, good morning, Dad. And these clothes, they're shrinking too. All right, we're going to talk wine after Fox News. Keep in mind our phone number, 884-9910. We'll take your calls after the news. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1058.